Midnight Special, Through the Deep South, Part 1, February 17th, 2014. So I finally left Dallas, Texas around 8 p.m. Friday night, January 31st. I was originally supposed to be in Miami by Saturday, February 1st. You know, I downsized my entire life to what I could fit into that little silver Kia. Not that I ever owned a lot of stuff. I am honored and extraordinarily grateful for the generosity of my literary donors. Without them, this mid-career, two-year blog story journey, Fear and Loving, Where Sea Level Meets the Deep, would not be happening. As I write this, I'm sitting on an old graffiti-tagged concrete wall by Biscayne Bay, with downtown Miami skyscrapers and the Port of Miami's big shipping cranes visible in the near distance, wondering how I will be struck these next 2 years. What's going to happen? I can sense it. 2 years from now, I will look back to this day and shake my head at what I didn't know, at what happened, which at this very moment right now today is still the future and unhappened. I'm actually really excited. I have specific plans. Let's do this blog story journey together in layers, one peeling off into the next as we go deeper and deeper. Sunday afternoon when I arrived in Miami, I walked to the beach, looking to the aqua fading to darker waters of the Atlantic Ocean beyond these two black men holding each other and having their pic taken, I suddenly thought, I can't believe I'm really going to become a scuba diver and dive deep these next 2 years. It's big and scary, and there are all these things from around I'm going to have to face. Last night, I walked to this same bay where I am right now and looked down into the shallow waters as a dinghy floated tethered. The water is pretty clear, even at night. What is it about night that adds another layer? I imagine what it would be like if I jumped in at night. Crazy. What the hell would I do that for? Leaving Dallas 2 days later than planned, I was already tired. Long night of driving ahead. I-30 east out of Dallas merges with I-20, which takes you across the deep south. Can you believe I actually drove 80 miles before realizing I had made a mistake? I'm embarrassed to even admit that somehow I missed the merge and kept driving. I mean, I'm a plainsman, a traveler, a nomad. I had my iPhone earbuds in my ear but wasn't listening to music. Was talking to a new friend in Philly. He's a sergeant in the Army and also works on the tarmac at the airport up there. It's been a long time for me. We'll see, but so far. Dimly I recall thinking, why I keep seeing signs for Texarkana, which is in the far northeastern part of the state, near Arkansas. What distracted me so much, I went 80 miles out of my way, listening to his voice. By the time I realized I'd fucked up, no exit, just deep woods and the freeway. Pitch black night. No choice but to drive the last 20 or so miles all the way into Texarkana, then try to work my way back down through side roads at night to Shreveport, Louisiana, and Interstate 20 East. This is not prairie, wide-open Texas, but part of that closed-in, deep woods looming on either side of the road, East Texas. Was pretty agitated, but since I teach my restoration, not incarceration crew members in my nonprofit organization how to manage feelings, I applied that to myself and let my pissed-offness dissipate in the cold open. Just drive. Here's Lead Belly, that old famous song, Midnight Special.
Yonder come a Miss Rosie, mind the world, do you know? Well, I know the body.
Let the midnight burn.
That started me.